This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you do one, the least of which is between 10 and 700. So that's why not everyone does a deed, they get the same amount of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies it based on the person's sincerity, sometimes circumstances and situations, because sometimes it's more difficult for a person to do a deed than another person, and they're struggling mightily to try to do some things, and others it might be easier for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whomever He wills, however much He wills. But that which is unknown, which means it's exclusive, not like the other deeds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not set an amount. You know how some people, when you do something, you know that your bonus is going to be this much. If you do this one, you'll get this much. If you work just regular, you'll get this much. If you work that much, you'll get that much. Or the maximum you'll get is this. But not with fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when in hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah has said, what do we call that hadith? Al-hadith al-Qudsi. Very good, mashallah. May Allah increase all of your knowledge. He says, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ. Allah says, except for fasting. كُلُّ عَمْلِ ابْنَ آدَمْ لَهُ. And قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجَزِي بِهِ. Because it's solely mine, and I will be the one who will fully reward it. إِنَّهُ تَرَكَ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. Because he has abandoned his desires, his food and his drink for my sake. So when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, indeed, Allah says fasting is his. Why is this the case? It's an act that is internal in terms of, and it's continuous. So you're fasting not just for a few moments, but you're fasting for a whole day. And during that day, there are times in which you are alone. And there are times in which you are with people. When you are alone, no one knows when you eat and if you eat or drink. Even when you're making wudu and you put water in your mouth, if you're very thirsty, what do you do? What can you do? You can swallow that water and nobody will know. Even if someone's watching you, they won't know. You can swallow some of that water, and if you rinse your mouth three times, you're trying to tell your son to fast and he doesn't want to fast. When he's making wudu, are you going to stop him from making wudu? No, he can drink and nobody will know. But we just, even if it's, why don't we do it? Because even if nobody knows, you know that the fast to make up that day. You can lie to the people. مَسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمَ الْبَاءَ فَلِيَتَزَوَّجِ. Oh, youngsters, for those who are able to get married, let them do so. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and if he's not able to do so, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, then make sure he fasts a lot. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاعٌ, because it is a protection for him. It helps him to lower his gaze, and it will help him protect his private part. How does it do that? How does it help you to lower your gaze? When a person fasts correctly, the purpose of the fast is to help you attain taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you just like it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may have taqwa. What is taqwa? It's God consciousness. So the purpose of the fast is not so that you go hungry and thirsty. It is so that you become aware and you put yourself in a state where you're aware and conscious of Allah. So you stay away from the disobedience of Allah. When you're fasting, it helps you to be conscious of Allah. So when you are put in a situation where you're thinking of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who's fasting all the time and often, then follow that water because Allah knows. So right now I'm here with me. I'm not going to, I can't hide from anyone. So you put yourself in a state where you remember Allah. And that's why the more you remember Allah, the easier it is for you to stay away from sins. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ And establish my prayer for my remembrance. And when you remember Allah all the time, it helps you to stay away from تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Indeed, prayers prevent a person from evil and lewd actions and bad actions and sins, in other words. Because you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. And so the fasting helps you to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helps you to abstain from that which is haram. And because it's a continuous thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you tremendously without any limit. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Allah will reward those who are patient and He will give them the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill the reward and will give in full measure the reward of those who fast without hisab, without any limit and without any specific limits. So what does that mean? That means a day of fasting, just one day of fasting, can save you from the hellfire. A day of fasting can raise your status to the highest level in paradise. And anyone who fasts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him so much reward that on the day of judgment, he will be surprised and he will be so happy when he sees the actual reward. And when he realizes how great it is, that he will be happy. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَلِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهُمَا لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهُمَا A person who is fasting will have two moments of joy. When you're breaking your fast, you're happy. It's a joyous moment. But also, إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِ He's happy at his fast. Why? Because he's surprised of how much he gets. Because he's getting more than what he expected. Can you get the battery over there? I think. It's behind the monitor. So imagine So I want you guys to imagine right now in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is giving you the reward for every single deed. So you see the reward of your sadaqah, your prayers, your hajj, and so forth. So the reward is a good deed. And then you're expecting the reward to be a certain amount. So let's say you're working and your normal salary, let's say, you know, your check is normally $1,000. $1,000, around $1,000 every week, right? You get a check for $1,000. All of a sudden, you did something. Let's say you did something else, a little bit different than what you normally do. It's not harder, but then you get the check and you're expecting how much? Like, about $1,000. And all of a sudden, the person who was hiring you to do something, he says, oh, you did this. And it was a really good job that you did. I'll give you $10,000. When you're expecting $1,000 and you get $1,000, you'd be happy. You would say, wow, you're like so happy because you were expecting something less than that. But then what you got, it was so much that it was unexpected. And not only was it unexpected, it was such a big surprise for you that you got so much more than what you even felt that you deserved. So how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Makes you feel extremely. This is specifically for fasting because, of course, when you see the reward of your prayer and everything, everybody there, you're going to be happy, right? Everyone is happy. But why did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that specifically you're going to be happy with your fasting? Because it's going to be so much more. That you're expecting maybe $1,000 and you're getting $100,000. Ya Allah, this is more than what I expected. This is what I get throughout the whole year and I'm getting that much. And so it makes you happy. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان يَفْرَحُهُمَا. A person who is fasting has two moments of joy. The moment when he breaks his fast, he's happy. And you're so hungry and tired and thirsty, and then when you drink, you say, Alhamdulillah. You're thankful to Allah for some of the things that you take for granted every day. And then, but on the Day of Judgment, إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه تبارك وتعالى فرح بصومه. He's going to be surprised and extremely happy because of the great reward of his fast. And so fasting is something that's very unique. And unique in that the reward is unlimited. And the reward will be so much. It's not just, hey, I'm expecting to get is this. And if I get this one, I would be extremely happy. But if your fast is sincere, done correctly, the happiness that you get, the joy that you have, not only do you have the joy of Ramadan and the festive mood, when you're coming together to break fast with each other, your families come together, it's a very, very joyous occasion. But on the Day of Judgment, when the reward is distributed, the reward of fasting is one that will make you extremely happy, one that will surprise you, one that has no limit, because fast patience. And one who is patient, the reward for those who are patient is unlimited. Allah does not set a limit. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي. Except for fasting, because it's solely mine. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And I will be the one who will reward it. Because he leaves his desires, his fast, food, and his drinks for the sake of Allah. So what does that mean? If you want to be happy with your fast, you do it because Allah told you to do it. You do it for the sake of Allah. Because he says, إِنَّهُ تَرَكَ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ مَنْ مِنْ أَجْلِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. مِنْ أَجْلِ, Allah says, for my sake. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong our life so that we can worship Him during the month of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us and prolong our life in His obedience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of this world and the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll continue with this is just the beginning. Inshallah, we'll continue some more with the virtues of fasting and some of the rulings that will come afterwards, inshallah.